It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Hello and welcome back, all my pretty pesties everywhere. I am your co-host, Candace, back on the beautiful Pestrogen Podcast. Alongside with me, as always, is the wonderful, amazing, and talented Jenny at Trio Pest Control. Yay!
Woo!
In the beautiful blue background.
Yes! The Trio Ladybug. How are you, my Candace?
I'm doing good. It's been a crazy week since the last time I talked to you. Not just this week, but since the last time I talked to you. It's been crazy. I've had a few times where certain people I have wanted to strangle. Just because overstepping bounds, and I just want to... But yeah. Yes. That's neither here nor there. Yes. But no, we're just trying to, you know, wrap up the month. Got some training I got to go do with a couple of our schools to get everybody on the same pace on what we are allowed to do, what they can do to help us.
Yay.
And such and such. Got to do that in the next couple of days. And then this weekend, I am off to go visit my mommy up in Washington for the weekend. My kiddos get to see her. I get to see her. Get to go help her take down a bald-faced hornet hive out of her backyard.
That's awesome.
But yeah, other than that, it's been typical. Getting close to the end of the season, at the end of the month, stuff. It's been a doozy. How was your week then?
It's been good. Monday was my first 100% all by myself heating job.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm still a little sore, to be honest.
I bet.
That shit. It's a good workout. But and Brad said he was proud of me because I don't think I bothered him at all. I think it ran pretty smooth. And but our 75-year-old tech was helping me load the truck, and he shoved one of the propane tanks up to me with way too much force and fucking sent me back like Hadouken to the back of the trailer. I just landed on my butt like, ah! So a little sore from that.
Yeah. Oh, this last weekend, me and Brandon bought a new mattress. And so me and his dad were taking our old mattress to the dump. Now, like, the end of our mattress, like, had lost its springs. There was, like, nothing there. It's not even that they were compressed. They were just gone. I don't know. It's like they just up and vanished. But as we were pulling it out of his truck to throw it into the pit, it, like, kind of flopped over because it had no support right there and hit me in the back of the head, and his dad's still pulling. And I'm like, wait, don't take me with it. And he's like, it's okay, I'll see you in a couple weeks. I'm like, hey.
No.
But yeah, I thought I was going to go in the pit with it. I'm like, wait a minute.
Help.
Right? Yeah, I was like, ah.
Yep. but other than the heating job, it's gone good. My kids started school, and I got a big middle schooler now.
Such a baby.
I know.
They're I know. I see them fast. Back there looking all cute.
Yeah. My third grader and my middle schooler, which in their school is fifth grade. So she's fifth grade. So they get big. It's crazy. Like, I'll go to service houses that have, like, little toddlers, and I'll be like, oh, I remember.
I do the same.
You're so cute.
Yeah, I do but, the same. I'm like, oh, I miss when mine were that little.
Yeah, and I like making those comments to moms too. I'll be like, oh, I miss when my kids were that little or whatever, right. And they'll be like, oh, you're a mom, and I'm like, yeah, you know. So it's a good way to hit things off with the homeowner. So.
Oh, yeah. But it's always fun. I know. I'm like, oh, I miss when mine were this little. And they're like, oh, God, I can't wait till they get older. And I'm like, no, you can wait. You can wait.
Enjoy it.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, mine are 19 and 15. You can wait.
Yeah.
Enjoy the little ages.
Yes, it's all fun. But, like, yeah, the little part goes so fast.
It does.
But
as I said, they're fun at all ages for different reasons. Obviously, like, the baby's fun, the toddler's fun, the, you know, early elementary school and stuff. Like, mine are fun now because I just get to, like, treat them as, like, almost like adults and just do random shit to them. And, you know, like, it's just fun. Or, you know, I can, you know, forget stuff at the store like I did today and then go send the 19-year-old after it. I'm like, I love you. What do you need? Can you go shop for me?
Exactly. Yes.
I was like, aww. I forgot coffee and creamer. I'm, yeah, please.
Yep.
There you okay, go. Where's your card? Here you go.
Aw, that's cute. But
it is quite helpful.
Yes. And I've been working on my Trio Ladybug social media stuff, kind of doing my best to do, like, you know, kind of some Jasmine's Pest Pro type stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, get it out to my local community here. Yeah. So. Thank you to everybody, you including, that like my videos and stuff, because
I have my notifications turned off on TikTok because everyone's getting like 1,000 of them. So I'll remember to go look, and then I'll go look at all of yours and like it, comment, have to make some other comment to other snarky comments.
Yeah, because exactly.
Why do we have to comment stupid shit?
We don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do it like that. I don't give a fuck what you do.
Right.
Or as I was being polite and just said, cool story, bro.
Right, yes.
And then he had to come and look at my profile.
Right. Oh my gosh.
My profile doesn't have any. I have like one thing on there.
Yeah.
But, and then I do have one for the business that I did like, I think like 4 videos for, like when we first opened the business and then just kind of stopped. I probably should do more, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I got enough shit to do right now.
And you are really, you guys are really in tune to your community. Where yes. I just walked into a new community and said, hey, what's up, guys? Look at me, you know? So I'm trying to, the cutest was when a homeowner saw my TikTok at their house and was like, that's my house. And then I went to another one and she goes, oh, I saw your TikTok at my friend Stacy's house and she recommended you, so I signed it up. And I'm like, oh, this is that's awesome. Perfect. It's
word
working.
Of mouth, man.
Exactly, yes. So yeah, that's why I'm doing it. So thank you everyone who support Brad and obviously Bossman Bill likes them and shares them and stuff, and Rodney's comments and likes them too, so thank you all. Jeez. It's fun, but yeah, that's all I've been up to.
Yeah. Have you ran into any DIY fails this week?
Oh,
just this week?
No, not
I don't
just
think this. I have either.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, I can't think of any I have either. I haven't had like any like new starts this week, so I didn't really expect to run into any.
Yeah.
But that is our topic for this week.
Yes.
It's the DIY pest control fails, because we all know them and we all hate them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The ones that get me are like, well, I've been using blah, 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 and it's worked. Then why the hell did you call me? Why am I here if it's working?
Mm-hmm.
I always get the normally it's tarot. Well, I used tarot and they went away. No, they didn't. You killed the ones that you saw. They're still here.
Yes.
That's why I always tell them, it kills them too fast.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Well, I want them to die. No, you want them to bring it back. That's what you want. I said, that's where mine comes in handy.
Yep.
Mine kills slow.
Yep. Too funny.
Oh, yeah. It's, I always tell them that. I said, tarot works too fast. There's such thing as working too fast? Hmm?
Yes, because it doesn't get the source.
Yeah, when you want him to go back to the nest with it and feed everybody? Yeah. When they die on their way there, it doesn't work.
Right, exactly.
Or when they drown in like the pile of it that you have.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that one. Well, they were there. There was like 10 of them drowning in the tarot, so it's killing them. That's not what it's there for, but okay.
Right. There's way more than you realize.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so. Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. I haven't seen any this week, but I've seen plenty in my career.
I have two, and I haven't even been doing this for that long.
Right. I'm compared to most, me neither.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're both right about the same four-ish years or so.
Yep, yep.
Which is fun. I think that's super cool.
Me too. And on other sides of the country, too. Right? So that's pretty cool.
But I had one sent to me from Alex Shelby this morning. He sent me a bunch of like local Facebook community ones that he screenshotted and sent them to me.
Oh, shoot.
He was like, here, you can use these. So yeah, he said, I made the stupid mistake of commenting on the community page to what to me looks like termite swarmers. And he sent me a picture. I'll have it, or I'll send it to Jenny and they can get it posted on there. And, all these people, I'm not going to read them all because it's like five or six screenshots worth of comments, but it's like, use tarot. Maybe it's your neighbor's fault. Then tarot. Oh, there we go. Blow some diatomaceous earth into the cracks now and in the future to control them. It's kid and pet safe. It's actually food grade, so it's completely safe. Completely safe. It works on all bugs with an exoskeleton. Let's see, spray alcohol, which I have to do that at my schools to break up like pheromone trails and stuff and to kill them. But when you can actually use a pesticide,
right?
Use a fucking pesticide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Product.
Yeah. Use
Candace.
Yeah.
Product. Remember the
pesticides the suck. Yeah. Cinnamon.
Yep.
Cinnamon near where they're coming in will help. Yeah, tarot or mix borax and simple syrup and place it in a lid close to where they are. They'll eat it and they should be gone the next day. Should be.
Should. Keyword.
Yeah. A weed burner? Whatever the hell. Like a herbicide? I don't know. I don't know what that one is.
Yeah.
Yeah, borax and sugar, tarot, Raid. Oh, this one got me. Air freshener spray kills them instantly. I use Febreze, so not sure if others work. Kill ants, and the house smells good. I also use tarot, and they go crazy over that, but it takes time to kill them. No, it doesn't. Tarot kills them too fucking fast.
Plot twist. The Febreze is killing us too. Plot twist. Just saying out. Stay woke, people.
Peppermint spray, honey. Oh, little trail Dawn dish soap in their path. Okay, that makes no sense. Trail a little Dawn dish soap in their path, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Which I have used the Dawn dish soap to wipe up trails at my schools that I have to.
Yeah.
A sack of sugar in the middle of the floor will concentrate them to one area. Yeah, let's call them all. Just fuck it, we got it. Oh, and then using Combat Max. Because, you know, it says it kills the colony.
No. No, it don't.
Yeah, there's tarot or cinnamon. And then, oh, thank you for the advice. No, you're dumb. This it's not advice.
Right.
Buy some tarot syrup. Syrup? What? And put it in the area where they are. It's a hatch. They will feed on it, take it to the nest and feed, and will kill the nest and all of the queens. Yes, queens.
Queens.
Yeah, queens. Queens.
Girl, you're
I've used
queen.
It for years, 24 hours, and no more ants. Just don't put it where the kids or pets can get it. And then, yeah, somebody said, look at those termites. I see this all the time in my local ones too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody does. But it's like all the random stupid shit. I've seen people say, oh, like take orange peels and like squeeze them and blah, and I'm going, shut up. Like shit doesn't work. You probably got rid of them once. You got rid of them, air quotes. Because they just left because they didn't find what they were looking for, or they were done getting what they were looking for and moved on, and you just happened to put something down in that time frame. It didn't kill them. It didn't repel them. It didn't do anything. They're probably laughing at you as they left.
Suckers.
Yeah, dumbass.
And then would you say also were you finished with his? I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Those were all.
Okay.
His.
Okay. Would you say that one of the biggest things we heard was diatomaceous earth?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have had to get into one of my tenants' asses for diatomaceous earth because she's having an ant problem. And it's partially due to my whole city is built on a marsh/sand dunes.
Yeah.
So there's ants. There's fucking ants everywhere here. But she also has a pile of like rotting wood on the side of her house. It's not helping at all. And I've asked her to get it cleaned up. It's also not helping that there's food debris underneath both the stove and the dishwasher. Once again, hey, this needs to get cleaned up. Right. Still there. Whatever.
Right.
I've gotten them under control. They're not everywhere. It's one or two randomly. They go after, you know, drop dog food. Shit happens. But she sent me a text a few years ago. She's like, I'm so sick of these ants. I'm just putting down diatomaceous earth everywhere, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, please don't do that. Between you and your husband and the four dogs that you have there and the probably a couple $1,000 freaking parrot you have. No.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Like,
don't
do that. Vacuum it up with a HEPA vacuum and at least something with a HEPA filter.
Yeah.
And get it out of there. So I had to explain to her what it can do to her lungs, the dog's lungs, kill the bird because their respiratory systems are stupid sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, no. I said, I will be there Monday. Chill out.
Right. Yes. I did. I had a 4-story, 55 and up apartment complex that was like, you know, 400 rooms. It's like an enormous place, and it's all together. It's like a hotel, right?
Yeah.
That the scope of service there was so stupid. It was only like 8 units every 2 weeks with that many rooms. So
it was anything under control.
Never. And they had roaches, mice, all the things. But anyway, I would be walking down the halls with my list of rooms. And it's always just the list of rooms of whoever has complained the most, you know.
Yeah.
But I'd be walking, and on the outside of doors would be diatomaceous earth. And I would note them on the thing, and I'd be like, I'd hand it to the landlord lady and be like, I think you have problems in these units. And she'd go, how you know? Did you go in? And I was like, no. They left the me warning signs. Yeah.
The
like,
little signs.
God, I hate it.
Yeah.
One time that ended up being carpet powder, though. Like a cleaning powder. Cause
yeah.
She took me to that one. She goes, no way, so-and-so or whatever. And then she's like, oh, no, it's just carpet cleaning powder. And she's like, vacuum it up. Like, what are you doing?
But right? Why you got a line of it? Snorting it off the ground? Yeah. What are we doing?
We're maybe warding off bad spirits.
Something. Maybe she wanted a line of carpet powder for if she fell or something, so she could just lay there and smell it. Not
puff.
Wishing falling on any elderly.
What are you
just
talking about?
Just saying that it happens.
That's 100 points right there. No.
Okay, some of the stories that we did get. Once again, no names included, besides Alex, because he sent his right to me. So I had customer placed duct tape over all the holes I pointed out and proceeded to get upset when she still had rodent activity. Yeah, they can chew through duct tape. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. A freaking yellow jacket can chew through duct tape. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we had crawl space vent with no screen. Pointed it out to the customer who visibly balked at my very estimate to put one on for him. Next time I came back out, there was several bricks jammed into the opening. Okay, I've seen the brick thing around here. There's actually one that we just started. and there's a vent area that has no, well, had no vent screen, but it had a bunch of bricks shoved into it, and they completely covered it, and it's only one. Okay, you still have plenty of circulation, whatever. But the brick started to erode as the rodents kept rubbing, so they were just going right in between them. So now it has hardware cloth over the outside of it, and that's where I caught my two that I gave you the picture of earlier.
Yes.
That was a monster fucking
rat.
It was a monster.
It was chunk.
It weighed my tunnel to the side, because those were both in one Evo tunnel. The mouse was on the closest side to me, and I'm like, oh, okay, sweet. And I pull it out, and it, like, tilted the tunnel. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, that, like, from his, like, I don't know, probably about ribs back was sticking out of the tunnel. And I was like, whoa. And it was a male. I was so excited. I don't think I have ever caught a male within the first week of starting a rodent service like that. But that big of a male. Like, the alpha.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah. All right.
That was a chunk, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The customer ripped out all of their carpet for springtails and anyone with diatomaceous earth. Yes. And why are we ripping out carpet because of springtails?
Yeah. Unless there's a moisture issue.
Yeah, like underneath the carpet. But
yeah.
But why all of the carpet?
Right.
Like, I mean, even if you have, like, carpet beetles and stuff, you really don't have to rip all of the carpet out. No. You don't have to rip any of the carpet out. We've treated carpet beetles a million times, and carpet's still there.
Yeah.
People.
Yes. That's wild.
Yes, very much. Okay, and the last one I'm going to do is, let's see, okay, there it is. Customer spray foam yellow jacket entrances, then wife calls when they still have yellow jackets. Yes, they can eat through it.
100%.
They do not care at all.
Yep.
At all.
That's like when my yellow jacket a week or two ago, they had caulked over it and they chewed through. But then when I treated it, like, nothing happened. But we clearly saw stuff going in and out, so it was very uncomfortable. Usually they want, like, a big, you know,
all of them coming out going, oh my god!
Yeah, but it was just nothing. But
it's always so depressing.
But I did what you wanted me to.
Yeah. I was at a place today that, like, I think it was, like, a wild dill or something that was growing. But it's, like, right in, like, his rhododendrons, and then, of course, blackberries are growing through it. That's the whole thing. But in his rhododendrons, he has had a bald-faced hornet hive before, so I always go and reinspect. In his whole yard, he's had yellow jacket hives galore.
Right.
So we always make sure. But, and, like, the I think it's dill. I can't remember what it was. But where it was, like, coming out at is, like, right up the sidewalk to his house. And so I'm walking by, and all this stuff goes flying up. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm looking, I'm thinking, oh, it's honeybees because of the rhododendrons, yada, yada. Yeah. But then, like, me and Jude stop, and we're staring at it. And he's like, Mom, those are yellow jackets. I'm like, those are very much yellow jackets. And then so we're just standing there, because they're not bothering us. They're just doing their thing. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So right? We're standing there watching, and then, like, four or five bald-faced hornets come over. And they're just on it, too. And I'm going, Jude, go away. Because right? I have no idea if he has an allergy to them.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. And he's never been stung by anything. So I'm like, you don't need this one to be your first sting. Go away. And so, never found their hive. Either the yellow jackets or the bald-faced hornets. No idea. But, like, we found them all over the property, which I know that doesn't mean that their hive is going to be right there.
Yeah.
But it was very frustrating that I couldn't find anything.
Yes.
Because, like, on the other side of his driveway, I think it's, like, an apricot tree. A bunch of the apricots had fallen, and they were all over those. Jeez. All over them. But I did find out that my Ecovia wasp and hornet spray does work on bald-faced hornets.
That's
I was like,
cool.
I'm going to try this really quick. So I just sprayed one that was harvesting off of a fallen, like, fermenting apricot. And it didn't fly at all. It kind of did its little twitchy thing. Because it's a foaming one that takes it. You know, it's not, you know, insta-kill like wasp freeze.
Yeah.
But it did kill it. I was like, sweet, all right.
Yeah.
But I had my washer. I was like double fisting Ecovia, and I had my wash freeze ready just in case. I'm like, fuck you.
I am ready.
Yes.
Yes. After my several bed bug heat jobs, I don't think I saw much of do-it-yourself stuff at the ones I've done. It was more like they just let it get, like, way out of control.
Yeah.
But there was one, they said, seen someone keeping the bed bugs at bay with a hand torch they used at the bed frame and baseboard. Yeah, kill it with fire.
I mean, we always say we're just burn it down. I mean...
Fuck it.
They were using a more controlled approach.
Now that's a heat job.
Yeah, that's a heat treatment. Come on, Jenny, get with the game.
I know, right?
Burn the shit down. Well, you don't have bed bugs anymore.
Cold Brad, I did a heat treatment. You've only been there an hour. I did it.
It's done. Oh, God. Yeah, when I read that one, I was just dying. I'm like, seriously? You're just burning the bottom of your bed?
Yep.
Was it a wooden frame, did it say?
I don't know, but that's
no, it doesn't say.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, bed bugs obey with a hand torch they use on a bed frame and baseboard. And a baseboard. Oh, geez. Yep. Baseboards are usually either wooden or that, like, rubbery, weird plasticky shit. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, it's not safe.
No. Okay, we do not advise using hand torches to try to keep your bed bugs at bay, okay? Heat jobs are not that.
And so at the beginnings of my pest control career, this company I worked for sold exclusions, okay? And all it was that we would put some, like, copper mesh in the hole and put silicone caulking around it, which is, that's an exclusion. But that's the only exclusion we did. We didn't do anything, we didn't do any guard or anything like that. But we charged these people way too much money for that, okay? It was like, there was one chick, because this is a Donnie and Marie, right, that sold, like, $250 just to seal one little hole around the AC unit. And it would look like she used her freaking boogers and a butter knife, okay? it would look awful. And that came to mind because, like, it wasn't the client do-it-yourself, but that was some client do-it-yourself level bullshit. Right. So, like, I would take pictures and then I'd figure out how much she sold it for and be like, how did you get away with what?
Like, what? I understand, like, turning the profit. I get it.
Yeah.
But come on.
Yeah, like, and when I sold them, I would do, like, a before and after picture, and I'd try to make it look as pretty or whatever as I could. And it was usually, like, super filthy rich houses, like, multi-million dollar homes, where the homeowner could just really care less to do it themselves. Like, just fucking
They're like, whatever.
Yeah. But, like, still, that was some shoddy work there, bruh. Like, you belong with the do-it-yourself fails.
Yeah, we have actually learned how, or not learned how, well, kind of learned how, but we started using, like, the concrete patch for, like, if there's, like, our foundations like to split a lot here. Like I said, we're built on sand dunes, so sandy roads, and our foundations go But we'll get holes in them, and then obviously right in they go. And instead of, you know, trying to hardware cloth it, we've started using just, like, concrete patch. And it fucking works great. Like, that's once it's dry, and it doesn't take too long to dry. Like, you know, we'll go back, like, the next month or even the next week if it's just, like, a one-shot and we're just following up on it. It looks amazing, especially, like, because most of the foundations are just, like, that gray color.
Yeah.
You know, some people like to paint them for whatever reason. Okay. But yeah, it'll just blend right in. Looks great. We did it at one client's house. We do her house and her brother's. And we did it at her house, and her house is fucking awesome. Her crawl space, I can, like, literally stand up in, and there's still probably, like, 20 feet of room above my head. And I'm not even exaggerating. I think I've sent a picture of that to the council chat before. I'm like, if all crawl spaces were like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, her son's actually made like a cool little like hangout room in like the back corner of it. So it's like That's super cool. And like he's like done it up and everything. Anyways, she had a hole when we got there. She had a hole like where her AC line was because, you know, we cut a 4-inch hole for a 1-inch fucking pipe to go through it. Yes. And they left everything around it. So Brandon put the concrete patch around it. And it looks great. And it's still holding strong. It's been like over a year. So it's gone through all the weather. And we constantly are like, you know, boop, boop, boop. Oh, yep. Still solid. Sweet. Her crawl space hasn't had any rodents in it. So.
Yeah.
Besides when her son forgets to close the door.
Right? Yep. That's so cool. Okay.
Yeah. And it's just like how you can buy like that small little tub of like spackle for like holes in your drywall and stuff like that. It's like that. Okay. You just spackle it on there and smooth it out and or make it, you know, lumpy. If their foundation's kind of lumpy, you just kind of blend it in.
Right.
And then I'm pretty sure that, like, if they do have, like, a painted foundation, once it's dried, it can be painted over. And it'll literally just blend in then.
That's epic.
Yes. It's very cool. I'll send you a picture of what the kind that we have.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Heck yeah. Speaking of do-it-yourself, too, Candace and I were talking earlier in the week. There's several different companies and people that are offering services where they sell products to the client and, like, essentially train them to do-it-yourself. Me and Candace were like, both of them kind of mixed feelings about that just because of the way things are going these days and how products are going to eventually end up getting eliminated in some ways and stuff. But
yes,
it's interesting concept.
Yes, it is a very interesting concept. I do like the idea of not just here's a chemical, goodbye, but like being there to like support them. Hey, use it properly. This is how it's done. I'll help you go through the label because if anybody's actually ever looked at a pesticide label, it's not a shampoo conditioner label. It's not that. It is a whole bunch of shit that you're going ugh, trying to read it. So I do like that concept. I hate the concept of hairy homeowner being able to buy Termidor and then get punished for it.
Which if it's restricted they can't
give
it to them, so that's good.
Yes, but it's even suspend and fast cap and you know, even our aerosols, any of this. No, I don't even like the idea of them having like ortho home defense and shit like that. No.
Right.
Because then they misuse it and we get punished.
Right.
You know, like the whole rodenticide fiasco, people just fucking chuck that shit everywhere. And then it gets restricted in states, and then we're the ones in trouble for it, because now what? Okay, so yeah, I can lay out 40,000 fucking snap traps.
Yep.
Nifty.
Yay, thanks. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's awkward.
Yes.
And then there's another, well, I'm a fan of them, and they don't know that. That sounds creepy, but anyway. This is a little creepy. But they made a post. And I won't say because I didn't ask first, but they made a post, I believe their business page, about how, like, we don't recommend do-it-yourself projects. And, you know, like, I understand my business isn't for everybody. But, like, if I have to come behind your thing, you know, it's going to be probably cost more or whatever. But this was for wildlife.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I get that.
Yeah, because wildlife's a whole other situation.
Yeah, that's like construction style, like, carpentry level expertise that when hairy homeowner gets in there, they fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, I read that and I was just like, oh, what a great time for our topic.
That is awesome.
Right.
Another one of our stories was I was called out to a customer's home where about a year earlier, our salesman had been cursed at and told, never call me about termites again. The salesman documented that call thoroughly, and I read it back to the gentleman as we stood there observing extensive Formosian termite damage, which was later confirmed to be around $60,000 worth. God, I bet that just little bit of protection would have saved you just a little chunk of change. Like I said, I don't do termites, but I know ain't no fucking termite job at a home 60 grand.
Yeah.
Or else I'd definitely be doing some fucking termites. Right. Brandon has his structural. We can do them. Well, right. He can do them. I can just observe. Yeah. But...
Yeah. And if you wanted it, you'd get it.
Like, oh, yeah,
I would. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm still working on my school IPM one. I gotta find my stupid book.
Yes. And we're coming out of season, kind of. Do you guys stay busy through September?
I stay busy all year round. Our shit does not die here. We have spiders, we have ants, we have it all year round. There is no slow season. Ours, and everybody's like, oh, like, what do you do for slow season? I'm like, I fucking work.
Right, yeah. That's good for business.
And that's why, like, people, when they talk about, like, the quarterlies and they make sure they don't have it in the winter and yada yada, that's why I don't do quarterlies, because shit doesn't die.
Right.
It doesn't go away. It doesn't die. Ever. Yeah. I'm fighting ants 3 days before Christmas.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, they don't die. Fleas don't even completely die here.
But yeah. It definitely, by January, I'm definitely like a little bored. I mean, rodents pick up, but
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, our rodents definitely pick up. But no, like even insects, it doesn't die. We just switched from mainly liquid treatments to granules because, well, it's fucking raining every day.
Do you get snow?
Very rarely. We get it, I would say, usually about once every 3 to 5 years. And I think the most we've had that I can remember is about 4 inches. And it's super wet snow. It's great for building a snowman, but it's super heavy. Like, we had snow of, God, probably about 13, 14 years ago that was so heavy, it was snapping trees in our yard. And then, transformers were blowing up. We're like, oh, this is fun.
Oh, wow. That's
so epic. I have either a video or a picture of Brandon having to pull one of the trees that fell out of our yard because it went over the road. So he was using his dad's truck to pull it out of the road.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was loads of fun.
Dang. Okay.
But it doesn't happen often. So
yeah.
I'm hoping we get some here soon just because I want my puppy to experience it because my older dog loves it. Like, she'll go literally start rolling in it because she's double-coated so the shit doesn't bother her at all.
Yeah.
But I want my puppy to experience it. I think she would have a blast throwing snowballs at her. She'd probably try to eat them.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, this one was a new one to me. I've never, ever, ever heard this one. And tell me if you have. But coffee grounds spread out everywhere to keep bugs away. Apparently, they don't like the smell.
What was it?
Coffee grounds.
Oh, I have heard that one.
Okay, see, I've never heard that one. See, like, when I got the comment, the comment was just coffee grounds. And I'm like, well, you're gonna have to elaborate on that one. So then he told me the rest of it. And I was like, okay. Like, yes. I've never heard of that one. But I guess people will use literally anything but pest control. And I think that's what I told him, too.
Yep. But pest control, yep.
Everything. They will spend thousands on everything. Yes. But pest control. It's like, Jesus Christ, just call us. Yes, it sounds expensive to begin with, but when you're, you know, your $20 bottle of this and your $40 bottle of that and na-na-na-na-na, and coffee ain't cheap.
Yep, nope. And I had a yellow jacket one time today that was referred by another one of our amazing clients here, and I was explaining to them what a regular service with us would be like, because like everybody's so scared of pesticides, which is a good thing, because untrained people shouldn't have it in their hands, right?
Yes.
So like I'm having to explain what IPM is and rotation and all these things. And like, I even use like threshold, like I'm not an exterminator. I'm not going to blow up your house. But like, if you see 2 ants, that's cool. But maybe like 5 ants is bad. Like,
yeah. So,
and like having to explain, educate the client, and then they realize why they need a professional.
Yes. Yes. There's a pest threshold. Once we surpass that, then I'll deal with like an interior issue. I can usually take care of everything from the exterior. Cause yeah, well, I've had the people, you know, call me to set up service and I want it treated inside monthly. I don't do that. I don't. I will treat if there's an issue inside. Well, I'm used to having it done monthly. Okay. I don't do that. No. But then they'll go on to complain and, you know, I want only green products because pesticide is bad. But yet you want it in your house.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No.
And I explained to that client today that if once a year, if they wanted me to come, you know, treat the inside once a year, that's cool. But also, like, even if you don't want me to treat the inside, I can come take a look in the attic and in the crawl space of the basement and stuff. Just like make sure everything's doing good. You know?
Yeah.
Don't see rub marks or whatever. But
that
like,
little pinhole where the ants are starting to come out and you're going, motherfucker.
Exactly. But like that's not needed at every single service unless.
No.
Yeah. It can typically be done on the exterior, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more so about our knowledge and expertise and what we've seen and just keeping the house completely with rodents and insects, but yeah.
The main way I explain it to lots of people, whether they're in pest control or not, is because they're, you know, oh, I can go to the store and buy what you're using. Okay, for one, it might have the same AI, but the inert ingredients are different. And usually my AI is a lot higher of a concentration than yours. Whatever. We won't even get into that one.
Right.
Because then they think, oh, well, more is better. No.
No.
Stop it.
Right.
But then, you know, the other part, like you were saying, is we have the training. We have the knowledge. You know, we know where and when and why to apply these chemicals or products. But the other way that I tell them, I said, you can go to the hardware store and buy you know, PVC pipe. You can go to the hardware store and buy electrical cables and, you know, the screw offs and all that stuff. I said, are you going to do your own plumbing? Are you going to do your own electricity? Are you going to build your own house? You can go buy all this stuff.
You sure can.
You can do it.
Uh-huh.
You know? Well, no, they have, they're trained to do it. So am I.
Exactly.
They don't like, I don't think a lot of people actually understand that it's not just we picked it up and ran with it, that we have to go through testing and continuous education. Mm-hmm. We have to do these things or else your license goes bye-bye and then you're not allowed to do it anymore, even though some people still do. We won't get into that. Those are the bane of our existence for good pest control.
Yes.
And good pest control does not call themselves an exterminator. I'm sorry if anybody listening calls himself an exterminator. It's just not my forte. Right. I'm pest control. I'm there to control the pest, not to exterminate everything that's on the property. Like, people are so surprised, like, when I find a lizard or a frog or a snake and I move it, they're like, oh, well, isn't that a pest? No. Is it bothering you? Well, I don't like snakes. Okay, good. Good thing it's outside.
Yeah, right.
Because it's helping me. It's here 24 hours killing the mice or the frogs that are killing the flies. And I'm not here 24 hours a day. Yes, it's called an ecosystem. It has to be here.
Exactly.
And like, I don't want, you know, I've had people are like, well, can you kill the spider that's on my bush? No, it's not on your house. I don't care. It's out in the bush, in the garden. I have a lady that has an amazing garden in her backyard. And so I only use eco products there because there's lots of flowers. There's lots of edibles. I'm just, nope. Mm-hmm. I think the only time I don't use an eco product is like when everything is dormant. Nothing's growing. No, nothing's budding. I'm like, cool. You know, we can really control this stuff a little bit better because I'm not a huge fan of green products. Yeah. I use them where they have to be used. Not because somebody said, I want them. Oh, good.
right.
But I told her, on your bushes and everything where you have spiders and stuff, they're staying there. If I find a big, huge one that's still alive, just chilling on your house, I'll gently get it down with my Webster and I will go move it into your garden because you need them. And she completely agreed. She's right. like, oh, good. I don't want you to kill all the spiders. Thank God. Right, somebody right. with a brain. Like, yes. Yay. And no, yes. she's like, and that's her thing. I don't want them on the house making all these webs. They can be out in the garden. I don't care. Because if I find them and I'm, you know, messing with that section of the garden, I'll just move them to a different section. Or I'll just, you know, shoo them away for a minute. Because none of ours are venomous.
Right.
Yeah. Poisonous, toxic, whatever. yeah. Venomous. Poison is what you yes. drink. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, until you're a little bit further inland and then you get like black widows and stuff, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, it's like right. we have knowledge, just like your plumber and your electrician and your contractor. And we have the knowledge. Stop doing it yourself.
Yes. yes. Especially if it's an actual humanitarian, like a sanitation situation, like yes. cockroaches, bed bugs, yes. things that. Rodents, those are all things. I had one. I sold a monthly cockroach, but they had rodents all over the place, and I told them, like, the cockroaches are feeding off of all this food you have around, for one,
yeah,
but also the feces from the rodents and stuff. And oh, well, we're handling the mice, you take care of the cockroaches. You obviously are not. You no. obviously are not. Oh, so that was last week. So I did have a do-it-yourselfer, but
oh, there you go.
Yeah, but no, you don't have it handled.
No. But you called pest control. Let me control the pests.
Oh, exactly. With an S. well, the only reason they called me for the cockroaches was because the plumber came to fix the sink, and the plumber had two cockroaches run at him, and he said. He wasn't going to do the job until we got pest control out.
We've had a couple of those with rodents. I'm not coming back into your crawl space until these rodents are gone. Yeah. And then we get called, and I'm like, hello, I will fix this.
Yes. But, yeah, I don't. People need to quit trying to do it themselves, especially when it comes to sanitation. Like, oh, ew, spiders, whatever. You can try it yourself if you want on that yeah. one, I guess.
Whatever.
but yeah, don't risk the health of yourself and your family.
And I am really surprised how many people are like so infatuated with a Webster pole.
Yeah.
I was at an apartment complex today and wiping down webs on a 2-story building. So I didn't even have, because I was using my 30-foot pole. I didn't need the whole damn thing, but it's just the one that I grabbed. But, so I only had it like a full extension and maybe a half to what I needed to reach. And this lady's like, oh my God, that thing extends so far. I'm like, this isn't even much of it. I'm like, this thing goes like 30 feet. Oh my God, that's so amazing. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Like, all right.
okay. Like, what do you want from me?
That's great.
Yeah. Like, and I've had so many people like when the little kids are, it's just because like, this, you know, 12-foot pole is all of a sudden 30 feet, and they're just, whoa! Yeah. You know, they didn't grasp the concept that it sits inside of itself. But, like, yeah. when a full-ass adult is infatuated with it, I need to get me one of those. You can use a broom.
Yeah.
It'll yep. work the same. Okay.
yep. I did a client today that has their own, and I saw it propped up in their garage. And it shows that they do their own webbing.
Yeah.
Unless the last treatment was just that great, but I doubt it, because that one was a quarterly. So, like, I'm expecting to see stuff.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we have some that'll, like, have them for, like, the inside.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
They'll just, like, you know, web their corners and stuff where mm-hmm. everybody gets fucking cobwebs.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah. cool. Yeah, and it's right? a lot of the times they're like, oh yeah, I saw yours and saw that they had a little one and I bought this little head and it works yeah. great. I'm like, mm-hmm, I know.
Good. I'm glad, because I'm right? teaching you good housekeeping tips.
right.
Because there's a lot of people online that will be like, I don't take down cobwebs because that's housekeeping. I ain't no cleaner.
I don't understand that either. I'm like, okay, you know, you do you, but like, don't sit and bitch because somebody takes down webs.
Yeah,
okay. That's an add-on service. To me, no, that is part of the service, of a gen pest service.
Yeah,
it's a general pest. Spiders are a general yes. pest.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing? Are we charging, yes. you know, well, this chemical or product only treats for spiders. This one only treats for ants. This one, so now it's an add-on service for everything. No, stop nickel and diming people.
And, like, you get so good at webbing that, like, it doesn't take that long, really. Yeah. Unless it's, like, that wood veneer bullshit Ooh. That you have to, like, fucking scrub. Okay, mm-hmm. like, I would get charged an extra for that, but I ain't gonna, but...
I don't wanna. Oh, you gotta hear this one.
Yes.
Speaking of people buying their own chemicals, guy orders 3 bottles of Thermidor online. I don't know how big the bottles were, but okay. Then proceeds to pour the concentrate around the house. Not in the soil, literally on the soil, pavers, and over the concrete. I was there for another pest, and I asked him what the white stuff was streaking down his driveway and pass. That was a painful conversation. This is why the general public does not need our chemicals. Because they don't read. They're, oh, okay, just pour it on. And then we're going to be the ones in trouble for it. Not them. Dude, us.
That is a disgrace to fipronil.
Right? vitamin T.
The termititties is on the way.
Is it the funniest one recently was hotshot foggers used in kitchen cabinets for drywood termite exit holes. I think I'm going to treat myself. Well, you have my estimate for when you need it.
Youch.
Yeah.
I hate those hot shot things. I fucking
hate them. Hate foggers, period.
Yes.
The idea of them, like, when I was younger, we used them. I think everybody did. Yeah. You know, it's that whole, like, put them in the room with the newspaper under them, push it, and run away!
Yeah, right.
And then you have to come back and air out the house, and... And so, like, we'll go to actually do an interior treatment of, like, fleas. And mm-hmm. we either use the Alpine Flea and Bedbug, or we'll use the Aerosol Precor 2625.
Yes.
Love that stuff. I've never had a callback with fleas with that. Love nice. It to death. And we have done autism clinic with that Precor. Big-ass fucking place, man. Because it's really cool. But anyways... And didn't have a callback for that one either. And we were thinking, oh my God, did we get everything? You know? Right. Because it's like, shit, this place is huge. Did we miss that, like, one little strip in this area? And then they're all going to congregate there. Nope. Nope. No issues after that. Anyways, every time I go to do a flea job, you know, people are like, oh, so do I need to, like, cover up all my food and my plates? And no, why? Well, aren't you going to set off one of those foggers? No, I do not bomb houses. What the fuck? Yeah. Why do I want my product to go up here when the fleas are down here?
Right.
What are we doing? So I explained to him, you know, we're treating the carpet and like the thresholds and then like non-carpeted areas right around the baseboards, yada, yada, yada. You know, just move shit away from your baseboards. Take everything you can off of the carpeted areas. Obviously, your couch is going to have to be there. We'll move it around, you know? Lift, you know, flip up a side of it or whatever to get underneath it. But I swear to God, some of these people, they're just like, oh yeah, when you come and bomb the house, I'm not bombing shit.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've never used the term, you know, oh yeah, we can flea bomb for you. You know, no, we can give you a flea treatment. Well, when you come do the flea bomb, it's not a flea bomb.
Right. That's, one of my heat jobs decided to take all the plates out of the cabinets and everything. And Brad was the one who explained the whole process, gave him our folder with all the shit, whatever. And they seemed to be under the impression we were fumigating.
Oh,
because they took all their dishes out and stuff and were like.
Like they took them out of the house?
Yeah. I was there with another co-worker, and he goes, you took the plates and all the dishware? And he goes, yeah, for, like, the fumes. And we're just like...
No.
This is heat?
Heat treatment, not fumigation treatment.
Right. We don't do those shoddy tarps from
the Walmart tarps. We had to do a cockroach job at a restaurant inside of our mall. And prior to us, they had another pest company come. And they're like, oh yeah, well, when they did it, they fumigated. Bullshit, they did. Bullshit, they did not fumigate your little tiny restaurant inside of this whole ass mall.
No, yeah.
Without it going everywhere.
No.
No. Well, yeah. They said they were fumigating it. It's not a fumigation.
Yeah.
Like, no. did they tarp the whole building? Well, no, then it's not a fumigation.
Right.
Shut the hell up.
Yes. And, you know, I have done two major cities malls where, like, I have little shops in them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I wish I could land, like, the whole mall. At least, like, you know, like, not even the shops, just, like, the mall itself. Because, yeah. Like, that always seems to be, like, where the issues are coming from. The actual mall itself, not the shop.
Yeah.
Everything else.
That's ours. We service the mall. Mm-hmm. So we have stations
cool.
around the outside of it. And then we treat and web like the three main entrances of it, because trying to web the whole mall, which it's not, yeah, you know, a right. mall. It's a strip mall, essentially.
Yeah. Okay,
it's got
yeah.
indoor and outdoor shops, you know. But
right.
in my little ass community, we don't have, you know, like the Mall of America. It's not happening.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, we have like, we had like JCPenney's and Macy's and stuff in it. They've since yeah. moved out. It happens, whatever.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's mainly like smaller businesses in it now, which is cool.
That's cool,
but we do have one shop inside of the mall that is a small business, but she had it written into her lease with the mall, because prior to her being in there, it was being used as like food storage. So she like just had it written into it with them, whatever. It takes me literally like 10 minutes, because I go in, check 1, 2, 3, 4 sticky traps and 2 IRTs, ask her if she's seen anything, and I'm out.
Nice.
I don't have to treat anything. She doesn't want anything treated. We've used like ant bait and like an aerosol around her back door, because the ants have come in there before. Whatever. Still, even then, it's like half an hour. I don't care. Right. It's written in, so I don't charge her for it, because the mall is paying for it and they pay me and whatever.
Yes.
And then we do a daycare that's also in the mall. They do pay for theirs, because we got them prior to the mall. But that's neither here nor there. But actually having the exterior covered, besides like, I think it's like the very end of the mall has like the bigger box stores in it that have to have their own. So they have like the Economics Labrador Retriever.
Yeah.
And I think the Big O is there as well.
Yeah.
For one of the stores.
The Big O had a, like a big contract with one of them. Yeah. Epic.
But yeah. And there's a roll up bay door at the backside of, I think it's a sporting goods store. There was an issue with the door not closing all the way. Now, this is when Brandon worked for a bigger company, Eastern. When he worked there, he told them, you know, hey, man, we need to fix this. We need to get an excluder door sweep that'll fit on that, blah, blah, blah. Well, all the guy heard was excluder. He quit from working there because of safety issues. And then once we opened ours, we went back to the mall. They literally took rolls of excluder, laid them out like 3 or 4 high, and then put the door down on it. Now, the door is never used, but still, you spent way more on the actual excluder than you would have of just getting a fucking door sweep. Like, we just literally replaced the client's garage door sweep. Yes, it's not a, you know, roll up bay door thing, but for way cheaper than that would have been. It's like, what are you doing? Ooh. And even then, that wasn't even DIY, because that came from the pest control company that fixed it. But all he heard was excluder, so he just rolled out fucking excluder.
Lord have mercy.
Some of these pest control companies don't need to be pest control companies anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll just go with that one.
Yeah. It's rough.
Oh yeah. It's insane. Mm-hmm. Do you guys treat like or do service for like multi-unit housing at all? Do you have like any kind of apartments, duplexes?
I have not with Trio, but I've done them in the past.
Now, when you did them in the past, do you guys do them by door or do you just do like an exterior preventative?
And that is based on what was negotiated. So I had some that it was like there's 12 buildings and I just rotate four, like it's a monthly, and I just treat the exterior four of them and rotate it.
Yeah.
And then some of them it's by doors, some of them it's by this and that. Half the time with apartments for where I used to work was like, it was like whatever the apartment complex needed to get like the Board of Health off their back or whatever, or to like shut people up. So it was usually doors, like eight doors or whatever, so that, you know, they don't call the Board of Health or something.
But jeez.
Yeah.
See, we do a lot of multi-unit housing. We have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 pretty big apartment complexes. And that's how we do them too. We don't do the whole area at once. Like one of them, one of our ones, it's for elderly, and it's like our 3-story one that we do quarterly. That's like one of our 2 quarterly jobs, just because the goddamn thing is so big.
Right.
And, but we have one that we split it in half. It's like 6 buildings and then 6 buildings. And then we have one that gets split into 3s, and it's like, I think it's like 8 buildings, 8 buildings, and then 9 buildings. But they're not like, they're like, essentially like townhouses next to each other, like 2 townhouses is a building, or like 2, just like a duplex.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, 8 units in this one building. So they're smaller buildings, but the property is just fucking huge.
Yeah, right.
And then we have another one that's, I think it's like 8 buildings, but once again, they're small and it's for like older and disabled. Mm-hmm. And so they're all just 1 story. So we split those as well. But I was asking about them because it seems to be that, like, because I, you know, people bring up the apartments all the time and that, you know, they hate doing apartments because they have to go, you know, by door. And I'm going, I don't do doors. Like, we treat the exterior. If, you know, the property manager lets us know that, like, hey, this person in this unit at this location is saying that they're having mice or ants or roaches or whatever, then we go and deal with it. Especially because all of, like I said, they all have service. So if it's, you know, ants or whatever, it's free. Now, if it's roaches, bed bugs, you know, the big specialty ones, then, you know, the property manager gets charged for them, but it's a reduced price because they're already on service.
Right.
But yeah, I always hear like the horrors of people DIYing their own inside of an apartment. And I'm going, why? Like, you know, you have pest control. What are we doing?
Yes. And what I ran into a lot with that was I was afraid to speak up because blah, blah, blah. Or like, I heard that they charge us, which I have done some apartments where if I had to go to a specific unit, they charge the tenant for the pest control. So like, I've had that a lot. Or they have major sanitation issues and they just don't want to fucking clean up. Yep. So they'll just try to self-treat. And then when I finally get called, I'm like, why didn't you just start with cleaning?
Right. Like clean your garbage. The ants might go away.
Your fucking kitchen looks disgusting. Like, what? And it's always the kitchen.
It's always.
Especially for apartments. Like,
it is always the kitchen.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. One last story I was going to read.
Yes. Yes.
Because it also is about apartments. So they worked for a company that primarily treated apartments. This one apartment had diatomaceous earth everywhere. In all the kitchen cabinets, every inch of the baseboards, you name it, it was there. Customer, a variety store, didn't like my quote to do an exclusion, so they did it themselves. First attempt, chicken wire, which slowed the rats down, not at all. Yeah, chicken wire doesn't do shit, guys. Second attempt actually sealed the space quite well. They called me in a panic because of the smell of the rats that had apparently been on the wrong side of the seal. Whoopsies. Yeah, that's why you have to seal and trap.
Yes.
And so then you can have your pest control come back and check said traps.
Yes.
Because it happened. I just did it today. We sealed the crawl space and I caught a mouse and a rat.
Yep.
Shit happens.
Yep.
And if you educate the client that, yes, I've sealed them, so no more are going to get in, but there could already be some in that now can't get out.
Yes.
So it might take a little bit, you know, if they run out of their food supply, if they have any in there, they run out of their water supply, whatever. And then they finally mosey over to my trap that, oh, smells so delicious because it has peanut butter in it. And then, bam, there we go.
Yep.
And we'll get them cleaned out. They will die. But if you're letting them constantly run in, I can't kill the whole population as much as you want me to.
Exactly. You have to exclude.
Yes, and we have a company here. Like, we use quarter-inch hardware cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Nice teeny tiny. They use, like, half-inch. And I'm going, you know mice can still get through that, right? Like, and really not even slow them down. They'll just, I've watched them just whoop. Right in, and you're going, oh, good job. But good chicken job. Chicken wire? That shit's like...
Yeah, that's
you're stopping a chicken.
Pinch. Right.
Oh my god, there's actually one on here about a fence. I think, or I might not have grabbed it. But yeah, there was one on here, because it's like, my house is completely fenced, I shouldn't have rodents. That's not how that works, buddy.
It's a chain link fence, bro. Even if, wood.
Yeah, so yeah, even wood, it doesn't... They can go under. They can climb through. Over.
Yeah,
or yeah, if you have... Gaps. Yeah, you have wide enough slots, they'll just go through it. They're not going to go, oh, it's a fence. Okay, that means I can't go by.
Right. Like, how do you think you even get, like, rabbits and shit? Like, big animals can fit through there. Like, what the fuck?
If there's a deer in your fence and yard, you're going to have a rat. It can fit.
Yeah,
exactly. It can fit.
Yep.
Oh my god. Okay, I must not have grabbed it. But yeah, that shit cracked me up.
That's great.
Goddamn. Yeah, it's like, it's completely fenced. I shouldn't have any rodents. That's not how that works, buddy. Okay, not though.
Right.
Oh, god.
Oh, hold on.
Yes.
We must...
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
We must show off some polyp.
This one's not mine. As you can see, it says Kyra. It's the closest one to me.
Yes.
This is from Tony Spengler at SpenglerArt.com. And his beautiful wife, Leanne, do these amazing tumblers. They're double... Yes. Oh, this one's dirty. My bad. They're double wall insulation. They do come with lids and straws, but obviously me and Jenny never bring with us. Whatever.
We're a mess.
We are a mess, okay? It's the middle of the week.
Exactly.
My pestergen one is in my cart.
Yep, mine too.
And that one's probably dirty too. Yeah, they have rubber bottoms, so they stay nice and, like, I've tried to slide these across my counter to get them out of my way, and they don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
see, like, you gotta, like, give it a push.
Yeah.
It's great. They're awesome. They're amazing. Keep your cold drinks cold, your hot drinks hot for fucking hours. Especially, like, winter's coming, guys. And keep that coffee nice and warm, or your hot chocolate, or your hot tea. Or hot water, I guess, if you drink that. I don't know.
Yes.
But he has pre-made ones, or they have pre-made ones. Some of them are kind of funny. Really should go look at them. Or give Tony an idea, and he'll make it for you, obviously. These are personalized for my family. This is my oldest. And yeah, you can get them at SpenglerArt.com. If you can think it, Tony will make it for you. Or Leanne. Yes. So go check them out.
That's right.
all the time. Yeah. I love looking at their stuff. It's fun.
Me too. And it makes really good gifts for your bosses and stuff. I got my boss one and my service manager one.
And they are fair price. They really are. If you look at the price of just like a tumbler you can buy off of the shelf at Walmart compared to a personalized one, they're really fair price. Even shipped to you. Really good stuff.
Yes. And you're supporting an industry champion.
Yes. Like
Tony.
Yes.
And his lovely wife.
And their cute dogs.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. And next week, we are doing Pest Roommate Diaries.
Yes.
So explain that.
So if you have ever taken over a location, whether it be from a tech that's in your company or a completely different company, that these people have had whatever pests, whether it be ants, roaches, bedbugs, rodents, whatever it is, and they've had them for so long that they're just kind of like, yeah, whatever, they live here too. I just wish they would pay the rent. We want to hear about it. I want to hear those stories. Like, to give you an idea, we got a nice lady. She was with a different pest company. He really wasn't fitting her needs. So she came to us because her daughter also uses us. And she was having a rodent running around inside. So we got everything sealed outside, but obviously that sealed it inside. So and it was a teeny, teeny, tiny little mouse. We had snap traps for it that it just didn't weigh enough to set the triggers. So we were just feeding the little bastard. We had IRTs because, like I said, it was a mouse. Now it had been a rat. Obviously, I wasn't going to use an IRT, but it kept avoiding even the IRT. Like, you could see its fucking footprints on top of my IRT. God damn it. We finally caught it with a sticky trap. Not a big fan of it, but I needed to get it out. But she, by the time I caught this damn thing, she had named it Jeepers. Now, she named it Jeepers because every time she saw it, it was always in her kitchen. Obviously, you see a rodent in your kitchen, it freaks you out. But she said she would walk in the kitchen, she would see it run like the cabinet, and she'd go, Jeepers! So she named it Jeepers. And I can still bring it up to her. She cracks up. She's very happy that it's gone now, obviously. But it's that kind of situation. Even, like, yes. I said, even if it's from a tech in your company that they've been trying to get rid of, whatever, they can't seem to do it because, you know, you get, like, that kind of tunnel vision. You don't see a different issue. And me and Brandon have that too. Like, I'll go to places that he's been because, oh my God, I keep having this rodent here, or I keep having ants here. I need you to go do it this time and see if you see something different. And if we've both done it, we bring the kids in. We're like, hey, you come look at it now. What are we missing here? It happens. It happens to the best of us.
It
doesn't matter if you've been in the game for a year or 100 years. Yeah. Shit happens. Those are the type of stories that we're after this time. Is the never-ending pest that just won't fucking leave, and he's not even paying the rent.
Yes. Yes.
Them lazy roommates.
Damn. Right. That's going to be a fun one. I'm excited for that.
I think it'll be good.
Yes.
It'll be different.
Yes.
You have anything else for us?
I don't think so.
I think we're good. We didn't get all the stories in, but we like to jabber. This shit happens.
Yeah, it was fun. Yes.
It was fun. And
thank you for sharing with us. Y'all are awesome.
Yes. We appreciate all the stories, even if we don't read them all. I do read them all when I have to put them in our note. I read every one of them, and trust me, I am laughing my ass off when I'm reading them. And half the time, Brandon gets to read them too because, well, I'm laughing, and he's going, what are you laughing at? So then I read them to him.
Yep. That's wonderful.
It's great.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, pretty pesties and pretty pesty connoisseurs everywhere. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for listening to another episode of Pestrogen Podcast. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Go out and kick some ass.
There you go.
That's what I was like, I had to think of.
Bye.
Bye.